And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, I am constantly worrying. How can I quiet my mind? We see that this seems to be a distorted condition of the human experience. The mind, the ego mind, fearful, anxious, fraught with anxiety, because it wants to be in control. So it pulses you with these fear-based thoughts, the worries, the concerns, the what-ifs, and it goes round and round. This is what you are asking about. This continual, relentless impulsing of fear-based emotions and thoughts. What do you do? How can you quiet your mind? First is your awareness that an incoming thought or emotion is present. We ask you first to be in that moment before you do or think anything else. Be in that moment and pause. And breathe deeply and exhale deeply. Come home to the center of your being. This is where the God that beats your heart and your spirit are present in your system. And first ask the question, is this emotion or thought originating within me, or is it coming from the outside, from someone else? This is an essential beginning as you ask these questions, because often the impulse, the fear, emotion is not yours. It is someone else thinking at you or feeling towards you. If it does not originate with you, you may ask that it is delivered, this energy, thought form, emotion, immediately to God and returned through simultaneous time to the proper place. Now, this may go back to the individual, it may go back to their family lineage. It does not matter, and it is not your business. You are surrendering it to God because it is not yours. So being aware at the first moment of entry of fear, worry, concern, anxiety is your first step. Asking if it originates with you or outside of you is your next step. If it resides within you, it is for you to turn to your internal system and ask the question, is this fear or worry the truth? Is there really something for me to be concerned about? Because what is true, dear heart, to each of you is that God, that creative divine source that you are manifesting, and who is in charge of every detail of your life, will let you know if this is something you need to attend to, if it truly is something you need to act on. So that is why it is important for you to be at the center of your being with God and your spirit as you ask, is this concern or worry really true according to you, God? And then if the answer is yes, there is something for you to attend to, ask what that is and take the action. That is what is needed for you to do. What we see is that the human mind certainly is not your best guide, counselor, advisor, friend, supporter. It has a density that is a much lower frequency than your spirit, and it is constantly trying to cobble together a security base for you. It wants to be in absolute control. But unfortunately, it does not have the tools, the wisdom, the knowingness, the insight, perspective that God has. So it trumps itself around in a way that says, I am God, listen to me, I will impulse you with fear and worry when I see that something might possibly be putting you at risk or might harm you. It is a big deal for humankind to turn to this mind and declare that it is not God, because the truth is, it is not God. So you must constantly align with God, all-knowing God, all-loving God, Father, Mother, God, to ask in each instance, what is the truth? What are you asking me to do, God? And I will do it. It takes your awareness. It takes you pausing in the moment without a knee-jerk response when your mind comes in. It takes you breathing deeply, determining whether it is coming from the outside or within you. And if within you, you're asking God for guidance and the highest truth. We ask you to exercise yourself in this way this coming week. It requires you to be on tap to observe your thoughts and emotions. And when we say your, these are what you are experiencing, because they may or may not be yours. But check this out, and you will see how you can resolve and quiet down the mind. You must be persistent with this. The human mind is what it is, and it is up to you to manage it, because it is not the manager of you unless you let it. We hope that this answers your question, and if you have more, we ask you to submit yet another question. We see that this experience for you and doing the homework will bring great enlightenment to you and freedom as well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.